This is WBUR and WBUR.org. Good morning. I'm Sharon Brody. Tomorrow is the last day you can vote to help preserve historic sites around Greater Boston. The Partners in Preservation Program, a collaboration between the National Trust for Historic Preservation and American Express, will award $1 million in grants. You can choose among 25 sites, ranging from churches to schools to town halls to museums. This week, WBUR's Jane Clayson visited one of the nominees, the Old Cambridge Baptist Church, home to the Jose Mateo Ballet Theater. She spoke with its founder and artistic director, Jose Mateo.
It's a beautiful old church tucked into the heart of Cambridge, really. And I was surprised to hear that when you took over, there was word that this church might be sold, turned into condominiums. I mean, you really came to the rescue of this old place.
I believe we did. I don't think we were aware of that when we first moved in. Preservation is one of the many parts of our mission here. Of course, when we moved in, we were a little naive as to how much of our jobs that would become moving from Boston, where we were in a smaller studio, into Old Cambridge Baptist Church. It became very apparent very soon that we had essentially inherited the stewardship of the building.
So it's a partnership, really. The dance studio is here, but there's also a church. There's also a nonprofit organization. So it's really community-based.
Absolutely. It's very community-based. There are many organizations here. We, I believe, occupy the greater part of the real estate here. But nonetheless, we are in partnership with everyone else, including the congregation, in restoring the building.
You think about the history in this building as well, just the stories. Stories abound of things that have happened in this place. The first congregation in this building was of freed slaves.
They were among the congregants, that's right. And I think this church has a long history of inclusion.
Jose, what's it like running a ballet theater in an old historic church like this?
Well, this particular building is very well suited to what we do and what we're trying to do. We basically have been trying to pull ballet out of the concert halls. And so to have a space where we can present our own style of ballet presentation, which is cabaret style, where the audiences sit at tables and chairs and sip on wine, and is very important to us. And then, of course, the school, the students are incredibly enamored with this space just because it's so spacious, the high ceilings. Many people refer to it as inspiring, which is a word that for those of us in the arts is very much prized.
What sorts of restorations are you talking about? We're sitting under this beautiful stained glass window.
And the stained glass, in fact,
that's falling apart.
That's falling apart. And some of the windows are not functional, so it's not just the aesthetic aspect of the windows, which is definitely cause for wanting to restore them, but some of them are not functional.
You know, I'm looking at these performers, these young people, and I'm thinking, as it relates to preserving this beautiful old structure, you have 300, 400 young people who are invested in this building, who are invested in preservation because of what you're doing.
Absolutely, and they're very educated about preservation just because they're participating in this project.
Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
That's Jose Mateo. His ballet theater is housed in the Old Cambridge Baptist Church, which is vying for a Partners in Preservation grant. Public voting for the sites closes tomorrow. Mateo was talking with WBUR's Jane Clayson. She and the Radio Boston team return at 1 p.m. today to delve into what's become of the once bustling block of downtown crossing. That's on Radio Boston at 1 this afternoon here on WBUR.